This is The Last Angry Man, a progressive political podcast. As luck would be it, Bush has sat down and talked to Angry again. We are lucky today. The Last Angry Man has another opportunity to sit down with President Bush at the White House. It's always fun, and I thought it would be fun to, once again, ask him some pertinent questions. Thank you, Mr. President, for coming.
I appreciate your efforts and I appreciate your time.
Last time you threw me out, and that was quite embarrassing, but I'm glad that I'm able to come back, and I guess I've...
You've done exactly what I asked you to do.
True. I have repented, I guess. Let's give the Last Angry Man some good news today, sir. What would be some good news?
You know, the first thing that we've got to recognize in the country is that the system isn't working.
Whoa, what do you mean by that, sir?
The status quo is unacceptable.
I'm amazed you're admitting that, sir. I'm amazed.
Most Americans understand that.
Yes, but I didn't think you did, sir. And what do you plan to do about this, sir?
Our view is if the status quo is unacceptable, we need to replace it with something that is acceptable.
Sir, what would that be? What would you find acceptable?
Replace a system that is not working with one that we believe will work a lot better.
I'm thrilled, Mr. President, to hear you speak like this, but I don't really know yet what you're talking about. What isn't working?
We got to address the problem in a comprehensive fashion.
Okay, sir, you're still nuts, sir. You're out of your mind. What type of incentives, sir, are you offering the American people to try to resolve these problems that you see, sir?
Make sure your children don't suffer. That's an incentive.
Yes, that's quite an incentive and quite a threat, sir.
Powerful incentive to be a mom or a dad.
I know, making sure they don't starve, but is that really... But what are you trying to say, sir? Let's change the subject, sir. For people who live in California, there's a problem right now. The housing market has completely collapsed in Southern California. What do you think the biggest problem facing homeowners in Southern California is?
Coyotes.
Excuse me, sir?
Coyotes.
You mean coyotes coming down the hill and eating people's pets? That is a big issue, sir. What is the one thing, sir, that your administration has done that you'd like to see either changed or that you'd like to stop doing?
But the system was also fostered illegal operations that prey upon the human being.
Well, that does summarize your administration very well, sir. Let's move on to... I was hearing Lou Dobbs today, and he knew I was coming to speak with you, so he had this question for you.
If we are fighting in 40 countries, with our troops in 40 countries, carrying on two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, why is it that this administration cannot secure a border?
Your response to that, Mr. Bush.
Well, thanks for your time. God bless your efforts. Bless our country.
Wait.
Mr. President, I've done everything you told me to do. Please don't go. Please don't go.
From the podcast, Capital of the World, this is Last Angry Man saying have a great day.
I want you to know that I'm gonna miss your love the minute you walk out that door. Please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go.